This is Kathleen Revelle, your roving reporter for neurolinguistic programming, and we're here in Amsterdam at the hypnosis event with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. Our guest for this session is a trainer from this area.
I am.
And he's also on our staff here helping us out with the event. And I'd like to introduce you all to Joost van der Lee. Hello, Joost.
Hello.
Now, we joked a little bit earlier. Actually, in your language, it would be Joost.
It'll be Joost, yes.
Okay. So we'll go with both names for now.
Excellent.
So if anyone's at an event and sees you, they can either call you Joost or Joost. And you'll answer to both.
I'm used to both.
You're used to both. That's great. What was your first experience with NLP? How did you discover it?
Here in the Netherlands, we have some really bad NLP trainers that were my first experience years and years ago. And I basically put NLP out of my system because I thought, oh no, this is really, really bad. This has to go. Up until years later, I was doing a training with here in the Netherlands with an American trainer. And rather than falling asleep, as I do normally during trainings, this was actually a training that was really interesting and caught me sitting on the edge of my seat. So I went to him and I asked, why are you different than all the other boring trainers that I had? And he explained to me, I studied NLP and I'm using NLP techniques to give a proper presentation. So I thought, okay, now I need to learn NLP. And I just bought a book about it, which was a really bad book. I'm not sure what I should mention. I'm not going to mention it.
Okay.
It was basically a very bad book. But he was a student of Dr. Richard Bandler.
Right.
And he was telling all these great stories about his teachers, that he was putting silver paper into microwaves and crashing rental cars and stuff like that. And I was going, wow, this is a man I like. I want to meet the guy. So, but I had no idea who he was. So at first I had to find out, is he still alive? And actually he was. And this was around 2000 with the economic crisis coming in. And for the first time of my life, I lost a bid for a project. And my background is a philosopher, and I ended up in software business. And I thought by myself, maybe I don't know anything about selling.
Mm-hmm.
I should learn selling, and I should study this thing, NLP. So I found out that Dr. Richard Bandler is still alive and was actually doing trainings, which was great. And he was doing a sales training, the persuasion engineering course. So I said to myself, okay, I'll just go, and if it's complete bullshit, I'll just drop out and travel around America. But I did think 3 days is a little bit, it's not enough. I'll add another course to it for just in the case I really like it. So I flew down to Orlando, sat in a very bad hotel, worrying all night long, oh, I'm probably the only one that's doing this. So I was already trying to come up with excuses to explain my erratic behavior to the people back home. But I was happily surprised when at the registration time, I was not alone. There were another 150 people. And I still remember very clearly that my mind is going, great, if I'm duped, at least I wasn't the only one. I have a great excuse. And then the seminar started, and then within 5 minutes, something magical happened for me. My brain was going, oh shit, I should have known this when I was 15. What a lot of problems with teachers, my parents, with friends, but especially with girlfriends, I could have prevented. And I made the immediate, within the 5 minutes, I made immediate decision to stop my software business and switch over and going to do NLP trainings for the rest of my life.
Right.
I just found what I really, really, really liked to do.
Just so people listening to this interview know that that hotel was the one and only time we used that hotel.
Understandable.
We have a much better hotel now we use in Orlando.
Absolutely.
For the past 8 years.
Yes.
So we don't want to scare people off from
that. No, you're absolutely right. The current hotel is beautiful.
Yes. And so then you wound up staying for the second course after persuasion engineering?
Absolutely. I was very happy that I signed up for the second course so I could learn more. Mm-hmm. I know that when the course was over, there was another student who approached me, and his name was Hans, which I found a weird name for an American. He told me he lived in Hawaii, but he approached me and said, hi, I'm Hans, can you help me? I said, sure, I just won course with Richard, but I was already confident that I could do something for him. And he told me that, he said, well, I used to live in the Netherlands when I was a very little boy. At the age of 3, my parents left for the US, and my parents are still alive, and they are able to speak Dutch to each other. But I can't, unfortunately. Do you want to hypnotize me and bring me into a trance, age regress me to the age of 3, try to get me to speak Dutch again, anchor it and take it with me in my grown-up life, and so that I can speak Dutch again? I was going, in my mind I was going, uh-oh, but I was going, no problem. And he wanted me to hypnotize him in Dutch, so I said, okay. I was going, this is an experiment, I have no clue what would happen. But I did. He went back in time. He was able to speak Dutch again in trance. We were able to get him even to speak Dutch in the waking state. And then he called his parents, but his mother answered the phone. And he was speaking Dutch with his mother, which he was touched, his mother was touched, and I was really touched.
And that's then a great story.
Yeah, it is. And then the best thing is that he asked me, what's the word for telephone in Dutch? Because back when he left the country, we still had telephones here, so I had no clue. But the Dutch word for telephone is telephone. So I said to him, it's telephone. I said, I know, but what's the Dutch word?
It's a great story. Now, since then, you've gone on to take some practitioner and master practitioner trainings, and you've done the trainer's training.
Yes.
So now you are a trainer,
yes,
in the Netherlands. And what is the most joy that you get out of actually being a trainer now and being in a position to help others? What do you really enjoy about that?
Well, first of all, after the trainer's training, I suddenly, I don't know why, but I caught an addiction to stand in front of people. That really gives a lot of energy, and that is great. But the most rewarding part of the work is where you actually see people come in on the first day, and they're all still very seriously, they're very tidy, they're all neat, they're looking a bit suspicious to their neighbors, and then after the first few exercises, they really start to relax and let it all go. And within 1 or 2 days, you have suddenly a great group of really beautiful people who are really open and exploring their own different brain states, and then enjoying a pretty wild trip, I would guess. And then after the practitioner, the master practitioner, you can see that there's a transformed human who has just more personal freedom, more happiness, mm-hmm, and is really ready to get out there and make something great out of his life.
Yeah, and it's the whole secret. And once you really learn how to use your brain and how your brain works and run it for a change instead of letting it run you.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite book in NLP?
I do. It happens to be my own book.
Ah, can't blame you there.
Yeah, no, it is. I created a picture book for small children aged between 3 and 6.
Wonderful.
Which teaches them the basic NLP technique for feeling good for no reason at all. And it's not because I think that small children need to learn the technique, because they're pretty happy on their own. But most of the thing, I think that they should at least know there is technology that, mm-hmm, when if they grow up and run into a difficult time, that their unconscious at least knows, no, I don't have to do all the crazy stuff, get depressed or anxiety or other stuff. No, I know there is a technology which makes it easy to get over this and
right,
feel good again.
And that's the really nice part about that. This is maybe even the parents, as they read their children's books to them, will pick up something as well.
Absolutely. I even had many of my students who went, oh, it goes like this. So the name is Joost is Happy.
Are you sure it's not Joost is Happy?
It's Joost is Happy in Dutch.
In Dutch.
But in the English market, it's Joost is Happy. Yeah. And we're happy to have it on Amazon, I think, by the end of June.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope people look for that. Thank you. And what? How would people find out about what you do? Do you do any other services, like with companies, or mostly doing the seminars now, working with people?
Yeah, most of what I do is seminars.
You do any one-on-one coaching?
I do private coaching as well.
Coaching.
Yes.
Okay.
And companies can hire me. If they're not too scared about it, because most of the time what happens is that students of me ask me to train with companies like Shell or McKinsey,
yeah,
and they are very enthusiastic, and then their boss becomes finds anything that there's a great idea, we should do that, and then they put in a lot of people, and some of them people go, uh-oh.
So how would someone find out about your company or your services?
They can go to my website. Actually, I have a website for in English.
Mm-hmm.
It's no www, forget about the W's, just replace it with usa.tiouw.com.
Okay, so that's USA dot tiouw.com.
Right, that's
okay.
The name.
And
they even can get a free report there about how to feel good for no reason at all.
Well, I hope everyone listening to this interview will go out there and check that out and get their free report on how to feel good for no reason at
exactly.
all. Well, thank you, Joost, for all your hard work at the seminar here. We really love having you on the team.
I enjoy doing it.
Thank you. And we'll be talking with you again somewhere down the road, I'm sure, in another country someplace.
Great. Yeah.
Well, this is Kathleen Laval, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, signing off for now. And stay tuned, because there's always...